Okay, with Cork City manager Neil Fenn ahead of possibly the Dundalk game on Sunday. Neil, first of all, it all depends on how they get on in Europe tonight. So we're just speaking off air there. Would you prefer if the game was postponed, or would you like to get it out of the way on Sunday?
Well, we've been preparing for it. So, I mean, if it's on, it's not a problem. You know, we'll be prepared for it. But I would say that if we didn't play it, it would give us a chance to get a few bodies fit for the Finn Harps game the following week.
Because you mentioned that after the game on Sunday against Shamrock Rovers, missing a few bodies, missing a few players over the last few weeks, really. So it gives you that chance to get a few guys back and just kind of regroup again, I suppose, after the defeat on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. It will give us a chance. There'll be hopefully 3 or 4 extra squad places available, or squad players back for the game, for the trip. So obviously, like I said on the weekend, we haven't got a good enough or a big enough squad to be able to cope with those many injuries out of our starting 11.
How has the week been since the Rovers game? There was a bit of a negative reaction online from some of the supporters and stuff after Sunday's game, but I mean, it was probably a game you were never really expected to win, but maybe more the manner of the performance people were disappointed in.
Yeah, we were all disappointed with it. I think it came out of nowhere, really, because we've been all right. We might not have played unbelievably well, but we've always been in matches and we've competed well. I don't think anyone could fault out the way we competed, but I felt on Saturday it was so flat. We were just made it so easy for them, and especially with the week we'd worked up to, where we were going to get after them and going to try and press them, and we were just nowhere near it, nowhere near good enough. So the players are hurt by the criticism, I hope, and we've all grouped and said we can't have a repeat of that performance.
You mentioned you had some strong words amongst yourself and Joe and the players during the week as well.
Yeah, we did. There was a lot of, you know, not finger pointing, but we've said from the start we need accountability in the squad, and people have to stand up and say if they get it wrong or if they whatever. And we say if we get it wrong, which is quite often as well. But the players have to hold their hands up as well, and it was just unacceptable. And I think they know that. I think they know that we were miles off it for whatever reason. So the good thing about it is it's a game where we probably didn't think we were going to get a result out of anyway. And you're hoping that that's it now. That's the worst performance of the season, and we can kick on from there.
Assuming the game, if it does go ahead on Sunday, how are you prepared for it? How has the week been?
Yeah, it's been well. I think that we've worked hard this week. The players have accepted that we can't have a repeat performance of that. So, and we know that Dundalk are going to be a very good team, very strong players, and obviously the champions and everything else. So, for us to be able to compete against them, we're going to have to work a lot harder than what we did on Saturday.
What are you expecting from Dundalk? Because they've had a difficult period themselves as well. Obviously, they sacked their manager, Vinnie Perth. This new guy has come in that nobody really knows anything about. There's been a bit of off-the-field turmoil there with the owners, and there's a lot of stories in the press about that. So would it be a good time to maybe play Dundalk?
I don't think there's a good or bad time ever. I think that obviously if they go out of Europe on this evening and they're travelling back, then it's probably a good time to play it from that point of view. But they've still got quality players. You know, the players they're still the same squad that won the league last season. They haven't lost many, so they're still a quality squad. And once it clicks for them, they'll be a force again, I'm sure.
How are things on the injury front? Obviously, we know you've quite a few guys out, but who's missing?
So, obviously Eunice is still injured so far, and Alan Bennett will be out. Josh Honan's out. We're hoping that Joseph will be available for us. He'll be a big one for us. So we're hoping they'll be back for this week, or Joseph will be back for this week. The others hoping they'll be back for Finn Harps.
Finn Harps the following week is going to be a tough game, because they're the team closer to at the bottom of the table as well. So, I mean, it'll give you more time to prepare for that game, get guys back. Is that a must-win game? Is that really like a cup final?
I think, to be honest, they all are. I wouldn't say must win. I would say mustn't lose.
Yeah.
I think that every game we play now, ever since COVID has hit, you need a result out of it, regardless of how you get it, regardless of whether it's ugly, whether it's lucky, we don't care. We need to pick up points. So it's important we go up there and we don't lose, just to keep us fighting for the rest of the games. If it's a must win, I wouldn't exactly say that. It would be great to win it, but it's certainly one that we can't go up there and lose.
Is relegation a serious worry now? You're bottom of the table. I mean, there's not that many games to rectify things, turn things around. Yet, there are a few teams down that end of the table that aren't a million miles away from you at the same time. But the old cliche, are Cork City too big to be relegated?
it's been a possibility since we came back from COVID. Yeah. We know that. I mean, there's no point trying to get around it. There's no point trying to, try and live in the past. You know, the club is where it is now. We're certainly not too big to go down. It would be an absolute tragedy if we did. So we're working hard to try and ensure that doesn't happen. But it's certainly a possibility, and we're treating every game like we could go down. So every game we play, we're going to go out and try and get a result out of it. But we certainly are definitely in trouble.
And are the players all here kind of aware of how big a thing it would be for a club like Cork City to be relegated?
Yeah, you know, we spoke about it, and you know, the local boys and the players that have come in, they understand it, they get it. No player ever wants to get relegated. You don't play football, you play football to win trophies and to have the glory. You don't play football to get relegated and have that stigma attached to you. So certainly everybody's aware of the what happens if we do get relegated and how bad it would be for the whole club. So not trying to put extra pressure on any of them, because I would say the likes of Finn Arps wouldn't have the same pressure as what we've got going into the game, so we're trying to relieve that little bit of pressure from them as well. But yeah, I think everybody's aware of it.
Just a word on the Irish teams in Europe tonight. How do you think they're going to get on? Dundalk obviously have a supposedly easy game against an Andorran team, but I mean, Shamrock Rovers have a huge game against AC Milan. I mean, that's phenomenal stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. You know, it's just a shame that there's no crowds there to watch it. You know, it's the biggest shame. But I think that Dundalk, if they play to their potential and everybody has a good game, then you know, I can't see a team from. But you know, we've said it before. That, you know, there's countries that you're not sure of the league or whatever, but they've still got good players in them. So I'm sure that Dundalk, you know, if anyone's going to go for it, it'd be Dundalk. Rovers, very difficult, very obviously a very difficult game for them, and you know, they'll be looking to stay in the game as long as they can, and the longer they stay in it, the more hope they'll get.
I suppose it's just a great thing for any player to play against a club like AC Milan, really, isn't it? Even as a former player yourself.
Yeah, like I say, I was speaking to Bradza before about it, and he was like, you know, at home, great. But there's no crowd. Would they have rather played it away in the San Siro and had a little day out in the San Siro out of it if they weren't going to get through? So it's just like I say, it's a shame. You're playing against you're playing against AC Milan, great superstars, and it would be great for the players to test themselves at that level.